Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
We're excited for the opportunity.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Yeah, I want a guy to hit a three and point to the passer.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to this Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Mr. Trevor Martin here. What a coaches show we're going to have underway. Let's start and talk about girls basketball. Obviously, it's been the talk of the town through Pendleton Heights. Their season officially over after this Saturday at Greenfield Central, falling to the undefeated number two ranked Center Grove Lady Trojans. Definitely a season for the books.
It really was, Zion. I mean, like we talked about before, I mean, Coach Rogers, you know, back-to-back regional appearances, not the result that obviously neither, the Arabians won these last couple years, but I really think they're building something special. Obviously, you know, losing Olivia Jones and Mamie Trout due to, you know, being seniors, obviously, for next season. But I think, you know, still having Ada Hupfer focal point her senior year, I think there's still a lot to look forward to for this team. You know, it really hurts. I think, you know, I've heard Coach Richmond say before, you know, you kind of, your heart's ripped out. You know, you have so much energy, there's excitement. You know, the fans were here, they were at the boys game against Whiteland at 3:30, traveled to Greenfield Central for that game. So really glad to see the community out in full force there to support the Lady Arabians at Greenfield. Just not the result that the Arabian fans were looking for, but really still can't hang your head. 22-4, great season Lady Arabians had. So I think they can just hopefully build on this going into next season, hopefully to win another sectional title.
Yeah, last year they lost in regionals to the eventual state champions, and then now a regional exit. Tuna is pretty tough for a team. And, you know, I think they got to be careful not to hit the panic button, or there needs to not be pressure to hit the panic button, because every year they've improved their record. They are building on a foundation. And I think if they can do that next year, obviously a building on top of a regional loss would be a regional win. And then, you know, the can is open from there.
It really is, Zion. I think, and I know you said too, if even with a win, it would have tied the most wins in a season in regular, like regular season history, obviously, to get to those 23 wins, or that's including the postseason as well. So for Coach Rogers, like you said too, I think last year they were, what, maybe 20-7. I think they had 7 losses last year, but to have fewer than that, 4 losses for this year, I really think they're, yeah, building something special. Coach Rogers, you know, 100 games and he's won, what, 70 times. So he's really consistent and has been throughout his time here at Pendleton Heights. So I think the program he's building, I think we talked about kind of how it trickles down into the youth leagues and stuff too, and having the youth, you know, at, I think they had a youth night right before Christmas break, I believe. But just having the youth looking up to these girls and what he's building is really something special to look forward to for what this team can accomplish, you know, in the next few years. Because like you said, too, almost setting another school record for wins in a season. And even those, you know, 4 losses, he had one to Center Grove, but then Lawrence Central, Brownsburg. I think the other loss was to Columbia City, right? That was 1 point in overtime. So when you look at that, I mean, those losses are not bad when you look at how a season unfolds and how many close games they've had this year, and to be able to win and come out on top is something that they've had the last couple years under Coach Rogers for sure. But I think that, like we've talked about, the momentum they're building is something they look forward to for next season too.
Yeah, and you mentioned those youth young teams winning a sectional title here at home. That's a memory a lot of people won't forget. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, Coach Rogers and Rhodes have talked to us about remembering being kids and watching basketball games, and to be a kid and to see them raise a trophy, the student section all start chanting our school song, like, that's got to do numbers. We'll go in here and talk a little bit about this Center Grove game, because obviously it was a top ranked one in Pendleton Heights at the time, 10th or 11th in the state, Center Grove number 2. It was a really tough game. Both teams started with jitters, pretty unorthodox for an undefeated team and a team with minimal losses in a regional game, but they started kind of rocky. Pendleton Heights went on a little bit of a run. Center Grove caught up at halftime. I believe Pendleton Heights was up by 2, and then slowly Center Grove kind of took over. The fourth quarter was not a fan of Pendleton Heights, and they rose the trophy.
They did, and Zion, I think like you talked about too, I think the way the Arabians started was honestly how you'd want to start. I think it was like 8-2, 10-2 to start. And I think, like, yeah, I know you said on the broadcast, obviously, with Mr. Whitehair about how the fourth quarter really just didn't get going right away, right? It took a while to even get the first points. And I think only scored 6 or 8 points in that fourth quarter. So not how you want to end, of course. I know Coach Rogers, I know he said in the post-game interview about how the more physical team, you know, the more, you know, finesse team, whatever, like, won at the end of it. But really, I mean, yeah, Lady Arabians, you know, last year, I believe it was a 6-point loss to Lawrence North in the regional championship, and they were the eventual state champs. And who knows, the Center Grove team could be, if they win 3 more games, they go 29-0 and be an undefeated state champion. So I know that's what their coach is looking forward to, hopefully for them. But yeah, I think that, again, Lady Arabians, just throughout the game, I mean, I think you mentioned Zion too. I think we talked before we came on air about how fewest points Lady Arabians scored was 45, and that was in the regional. Mm-hmm. Fewest shots, fewest threes attempted, just all those things. And I know coaches will say possessions come at a premium in the postseason, especially in the regional. So something you expect, obviously, for that to happen. But just at the end, yeah, not able to come away with a victory, of course, for the Lady Arabians. But how they battled throughout, just couldn't quite put that full 32 minutes. I think if the game was 24 minutes, 26, Lady Arabians would have came out on top. But just at the end, just possessions, you know, a few turnovers at the end. I know we talked about jitters. Maybe was the case a little bit there in the fourth quarter and, you know, not being able to close out towards the end of the game. But again, competitive throughout. Coach Rogers, I'm sure, not ashamed. I think he said, too, you know, girls, you know, he didn't, you know, couldn't say anything less about, you know, their productivity and how well they performed throughout the season. So, and I think, you know, for it to come to a head in the regional, tough way to lose, but I know he's still proud of the girls and what they were able to accomplish this year with winning back-to-back sectional championships.
Yeah, they fell in the rebound battle, which I've only believed they've done three or four times this season. The last time was against Shelbyville, funny enough, where they did get a win over the conference Golden Bears. The lowest point total in the season, lowest rebound total. It did not look like it was a five-point game on the stat sheet, I'll say that. And, of course, a streak we've been following is Ada Hufford's double-double streak. 24 consecutive, 425 was broken here at Greenfield Central Playing Center Grove. So, again, not their night on the stat sheet. Like, through a three-quarter game, they would have won that. But they got to put it together for a full 32. I think, you know, fourth quarter, lights got a little bit too bright. A lot of girls haven't seen that time in a regional game like that. You know, Sammy Brunk being one to mention, not to pick her out. But there was a few steals from Grace Gilliard of Center Grove where it's like, okay, you know, not to dunk on Sammy Brunk here, but if you just a little higher IQ play, make sure you're smart in the moment at the time. And you can do that there. Sammy Brunk played a great game, let that be known. But just the lights were a little bit too bright, and they can put together a full 32. They can win that game.
Yeah, you're definitely right, Zion, because I think even just looking at the box score, I mean, Ada Hupfer had 19 points. And I think it was the seven rebounds just to kind of, you know, put a bow on that because she was, you know, three rebounds short of getting the another double-double. But really, when you look at it, I know we've talked about it before, but as we tracked her double-double, she didn't have one off by one rebound in the Westfield game to start the season and didn't get one at the very end of the season. But those, 24 games in between, like we talked about, she was top three, I believe, in the nation in terms of double-double. So she's someone you can count on, and still having seven rebounds was good. I mean, she had the height advantage, but again, possessions were kind of at a premium for both teams. So, you know, just maybe towards the end, I mean, I think we had 21 rebounds penalty nights did. So she had a third of those rebounds were just on her shoulders, and that's what she carries the load a lot of the time. And obviously in the point total too, you know, I mean, well over a third of the points for the Lady Ravens were from Ada Hupfer there. So just again, I think there's, you know, momentum to build on, and not the way they wanted to end the season, but still the way they were able to, the chemistry, the team, you know, camaraderie that they had, I think they can really, you know, use that for next season. Yeah, you graduate two seniors, but I still think the way Aubrey Werfel started out the game, I think she was 2-for-6 on the night from three, but made her first two and really made her presence known there. So not showing, you know, the youth of this team still not really coming through. I mean, really till the end, maybe they were able to, you know, compete through all those, at least the first, 26, 27 minutes. And then just in the fourth, like we talked about, not able to put a bow on that and complete that game, but still nothing that the Lady Arabians can hang their head on from this game on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll continue talking about these Lady Arabians later. Stay tuned toward the end of the coaches show for that. But we'll move on to the boys team. Of course, they played two games this week. A big win over Mississauga, getting back into the win column. And of course, an overtime shootout at home versus Whiteland that they were able to get out on top.
Yeah, and Zion, you know, really this week, I know talking to Coach Rhodes, and he knew this week would be tough. I know Mississauga didn't have the best record, but, you know, they came in, you know, obviously later the Arabians on that side were able to get it done pretty handily. But I think the Whiteland game, I think you mentioned on the broadcast as well, but that's the kind of game you want to win at this point in the season. You're heading towards sectional. That's one you want to get. And for the Arabians, I know, you know, Clark Emily had that game-setting block. I was watching the live stream here, as you recall, in the game with Jeffrey Kirkendall. And that was just one that, you know, obviously I know we had to kind of wrap things up quickly because we had to get to the girls' game at Greenfield Central, but that was one that the boys were in it throughout, and we knew Whiteland was a good team. I know Coach Rhodes said they were a top 20 team in the state. They came in firepower. I mean, I think he'd said they'd, or Coach Faye, I know in the pregame interview for that game, he said they had played at Decatur Central Friday night, didn't have a lot of turnaround. They had an hour bus trip here, but they didn't play like they were lagged at all from that bus trip. That's an hour, you know, 2 hours both ways. But they really played well, and the Arabians, but again, able to win those games. Those are the kind of ones, you know, they had the Westfield game, the Zionsville game, those good teams that can make, you know, state tournament runs, especially through the sectional. And if the Arabians to come out on that one, I think I've seen plenty of games where it hasn't gone in the Arabians' favor, but that was one that, yeah, that Whiteland game was really impressive. They looked good throughout. You knew it was going to be shootout from the get-go. Both teams obviously over 50 points, but I think the defense obviously came through at the end and overtime there with that game-setting block by Clark Emily, because I think, you know, I forget who the Whiteland player was, but he had a great look from three, and, you know, if there's not a block there, that game might have gone to double overtime if that would have shot would have gone down. But just, yeah, the effort that I saw throughout that game watching the stream that we had was definitely just really impressive, and so that's a good win you want to have on your resume. Now 14-4, and this team, they got three games, I'm sure we'll talk about, you know, three games this week coming up, but really an impressive 2-0 record from last week.
Yeah, who would have thought? 14-4 for this boys team. A strong showing here. We're going to wrap this up and stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen,
Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Life, auto, home, and farm insurance located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7
WEEM. 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside head coach of the Arabian boys basketball team, Coach Jared Rhodes. How you doing today, Coach?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. You're coming off a nice week. Two straight wins for the Arabian basketball team, getting back on a streak. First one was over Mississinewa. You kind of beat them pretty handedly, 60-27. How did that feel post game to get in that locker room and get another one in the win column?
Yeah, that one felt good because of the way we went about it. Yorktown, we kind of had some struggles, specifically offensively. And then we really shared the ball and kind of spread it all over the court. Everybody got to have some success. Just the mentality and the approach to the game made that one. That one felt good coming off two losses.
Do you see that matchup against Mississinewa sticking for a while? Usually these contracts, 2 to 4 years. I know this one's a little bit of a road distance, Mississinewa. I don't believe it's been the best team the past 2 years, but I mean, it's still a scrappy team to play.
I do not have an answer for you, and not because I'm being coy or anything like that. I just don't know. That's part of our postseason meetings. I'm not even sure which. You know, we added a couple games, so I know there's a few games that this is year one of contracts, but
yeah.
Chad Smith and I will talk about that after the season and worry about scheduling. They are, that game in particular, I thought we played really well. They are better than the lopsided score that night made it feel, for sure.
I don't know off the top of my head. I should, and being a little unprepared here, but I believe your state ranking in terms of strength of schedule is around the 30s to 20s in the state. I, again, could be incorrect on that. Is there a point in this season where you feel like, man, I wish we played a tougher level of competition, a weaker level, where you'll obviously address in the postseason?
It's a good question, and there's a good mix. Each program kind of has its own way to go about it. We've been very fortunate to beat some good teams this year. So the strength of schedule is kind of, it's been really good because we've played in big games against good opponents and found a way to win those games. There are other years where maybe such a hard schedule lends itself to a worse record. Again, those are thoughts for postseason. You know, once we're done in sectionals, I get to meet with the athletic department, and then we'll start talking about that strategy. We don't want all cupcakes, right? Mm-hmm. Like 22-0 sounds great, but if it's not preparing you to win big time games in sectionals, then what are you really doing it for? Other than just trying to get wins. But playing an absolute gauntlet where you know you can't even get to 500 is also not ideal. So we want to balance somewhere in between.
Yeah, we'll move on to the second game this week. That was at home against Whiteland. What a game that was. Went into overtime, 57-54. Pendleton Heights came out on top. Your second win in overtime. Do you like playing in that zone?
No, I'd much rather win in regulation. That one felt good. We did not shoot the ball well at all. And our guys found a way to win. They got stops when they needed to. We found a few things offensively that worked that we just kept going to in the second half. And it was one of those where we made just enough plays. It felt very Shelbyville-ish, where we didn't play great and we had to find a way. And those kind of wins, again, no, it doesn't matter who you're playing against. Having to find a way and then succeeding doing that always feels good.
Yeah, at the time of this matchup, I believe I had Whiteland ranked 36th in the state. My first thought was, man, these guys need to be ranked higher because they played a great game against a team in Pendleton Heights ranked about 10 to 15 spots higher than them. Did you have a similar feeling after that post game?
I had a lot of respect for them going into the game. Specifically offensively, they're talented. They played harder defensively live than I thought they did on film. And yeah, I mean, that's a good team. They should win their sectional. I thought part of our poor shooting was just, we shot the ball poorly, but some of that is to their credit. They forced us to be uncomfortable on the offensive end. So, yeah, that's a good team, good win. I think again, that's kind of we have Muncie Central left, which is our last 4A opponent, and then we have a couple of 3As and a 2A left. So Whiteland was kind of one of our last two 4A games, and not that we're going to take Newcastle or Delta lightly because they're 3A, but after the end of the regular season, you're only playing 4As. So that was kind of the way we approached it. Was like, this is one of our last times to get to prove ourselves against 4A competition.
Whiteland played a really good mix of a lot of different guys. Peyton Williams, their big, had some nice moments. Callcat, of course, their main shooter. And then you had Dane Coons, who went on a few runs there and in certain parts of the game. Did you find it difficult to adapt to see, okay, you know, this guy's hot right now, and then it pivots to another guy?
Yeah. I thought that's, it was a, they like to take 15-foot pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And contested 15-foot pull-ups are still good shots for them. And that's what we like to give up. Like, it's intentionally what we want to give up because we think they're low percentage shots. And specifically in the second quarter and a little bit in the third, they got going with, you know, the shots were okay. We're okay living with teams taken. We had to make some adjustments and we played a little zone. We threw a trap at them. Stuff that maybe we don't do all the time. But again, that was just about our guys wanting to win the game. Like, that was, you could see it in their eyes. You could see what they were saying to each other in timeouts. Our guys wanted that one and they found a way. And I was very proud of that.
Yeah. Now you mentioned your final 4A opponent being Muncie Central. Outside of that, you've got a few 3As and a 2A in Centerville to close out your regular season. What are the fine tunings that you're trying to smooth out before that you hit the sectional time?
Just playing our best basketball. We'll add a few, maybe we'll add a zone or two. We'll add a few more sets, some baseline plays, stuff like that. But for us, it's purely about being committed to doing your job on the defensive end. And that could be 15 different things in one possession. But if you're supposed to be in the gap, you need to be in the gap. And if you're supposed to be in help, you need to be in help. And then offensively, just keep sharing the ball, hunting great shots. Don't just settle for an okay one. And we've done it in flashes. And there are times we've looked really, really good offensively. But we have to, you know, March, what's that first Tuesday, March 3rd, if sectionals, I believe, come March 3rd, it needs to be who we are. It can't be in flashes. It can't be only when we want to. We have to commit for the next 2 weeks of sharing the ball, playing the right way, and winning as a team.
Well, that'll wrap it up for this interview. Thanks for joining me, Coach, and good luck this next week.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group. Retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here back on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri, sitting alongside head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, Coach Rogers. How's your day going?
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Of course, tough loss in the regional round to Center Grove. Undefeated 26-0. They stand 50-45, our final score. It was a tough loss. How are you feeling now, a few days removed?
Yeah, you know, slept on it. Doesn't make it any easier. But, you know, again, I think my dream when I interviewed for this job was, you know, we wanted to hopefully get an opportunity to display Lady Arabian basketball on the biggest stages. And, you know, I feel like we did that. You know, no matter how you slice it, a really good team had to go home Saturday night. And, you know, we did enough on the defensive end, we felt like. And, you know, just a couple things on the offensive end and, you know, maybe things go a different way. But, you know, again, I think that's where I fell. You know, you can't take anything away from Center Grove. That's a really good team. And again, you know, we're back to the drawing board to see what we can correct and fix and see if we can get back.
Yeah, two straight regional exits. I feel like it might be quick for people to hit the panic button and say, all right, we need something that's going to elevate us to the next level. For you, what do you think that is?
Yeah, you know, I think we continue to try to do the best that we can to schedule, you know, tough opportunities for our girls. And, you know, just trying to find ways to continue to elevate. I think that's on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Our girls getting in the gym, continuing to working on their skill sets and, you know, things that are weaknesses for them and, you know, continuing to try to draw on the things that we can be really successful at. So, yeah, definitely no reason to hit the panic button. You know, we're graduating two fantastic seniors that I'm sure we'll talk about, you know, here later. But, you know, we still return a lot. And, you know, anymore, you don't know. You know, you don't know what your team's going to look like in the future. You know, kids can leave, kids can come in. You know, you don't know. So lots of unknowns. But again, we got to continue to work and get better. And, you know, again, hopefully put us in the position to get back there next year.
Yeah, pregame you mentioned at Greenfield Central, how tough it is to shoot the three ball there. Yeah. Neither team shot great. But for Pendleton Knights specifically, they shot the least amount of threes on the season. Was there a reason behind that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, their defensive pressure and intensity. I think really in the second half, you know, obviously they pressed, which is something that we haven't really struggled with all year. But again, you know, you don't know how you're going to respond in a moment of that magnitude until you're in that moment. We can try to rep it and replicate it, but it's hard to, you know, until you're in that moment. So I think the reason that there wasn't a lot was just probably a lot of the turnovers there in the second half. So, and you know, credit to them, their defensive pressure and intensity. You know, I feel like they got into us quite a bit. I wish our games throughout the year would get officiated like that, where we could, you know, muscle people around like that. I feel like we typically do not get that leisure, but you know, I think that's why. I think there just wasn't as many shots to go around, because we were either, you know, coughing it up, or, you know, had dead ball turnovers or whatnot.
Yeah, you mentioned the, you know, lights of this game, I guess you could say. For the start of the game, it felt like both teams were getting butterflies. It was, you know, kind of some careless mistakes from both teams. And then they kind of locked in a little bit. The game got underway. They started to play good basketball. And then, you know, toward the end of the game, it felt like for Pendleton Heights, those things started to come back a little bit. Yeah. Center Grove did a good job of keeping it down. Do you feel like, sorry, let me rephrase that. How do you prep your team for future situations of this magnitude?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to, you mm-hmm. know. You know, I think even the pro teams try to do it, you know, when they're in their practice facilities and, you know, they're blaring music in there, you know, trying. But again, you never, and that's adults, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're not talking about, you know, teenagers. And again, you know, there's so many different variables that go into that. So, you know, the things that we can control, you know, trying to put them in tough situations and environments during the season. We can put them in tough situations and environments in the summer. We can try to rep it with, you know, more athleticism with, you know, the guys practice squad and stuff coming in and things like that. But, you know, I think ultimately some of that you just have to learn through experience. You know, and until you've been there, you don't really know what it's like. And, you know, now we have, you know, quite a few kids that have been there twice. And, you know, we've got some new faces that have been there and experienced that once.
Yeah. And we're going to move away here from the Center Grove game, because you had a season full of highs and yeah. we don't want to linger on this.
Sure.
We've talked about it enough. Of course, yeah. won a sectional title this year, a conference with it. You played in your 100th game, coached your 100th yeah. game, and got your 70th win. How is this team different for years past?
You know, I think the fruits of their labor, you know, I think we're in year four. We've been blessed with, you know, extremely talented players through those 4 years. And, you know, I feel like we've grown every year. You know, I think those first 2 years we were 15-10, and then we were 19-6 or 19-7. And then this year we were 22-4. So, you know, I think it's a great progression. We were able to accomplish some things this year that we hadn't done before, and be an undefeated conference champions and things like that. But, you know, I would be remiss if we didn't mention that, you know, I think every group leading up to this, has kind of laid the foundation, and kind of, you know, set the standard for, you know, the defensive effort and what we're trying to do on those things and things like that. So, you know, all those seniors that have kind of been here before us throughout these 4 years have kind of helped get us here. And, you know, Mamie and Liv are vital in that, because they've been here for all four of those tours. You know, they've done the 4 year cycle, and, you know, we wrote a lot of those accomplishments up on the board when we got back from Greenfield, and, you know, kind of gave them, you know, their flowers before we, kind of sent them out. And then kind of talk to the younger kids to return. But, you know, again, every year is different. Every year is special. You know, it is nice once it's over to kind of look back and reflect. Because, again, you know, I know it's a bitter pill to swallow, but going out in that regional game. But, again, there was a lot of successes that happened this year for sure.
Yeah, last year you graduated four seniors. This year, only two. How nice is it going to be for you and the rest of the coaching staff to not have to completely rework this team, as a lot of big pieces left in previous?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, just like I told those young girls in the locker room after the seniors left, like, they're big shoes to fill. It may be less than in years past. You know, like, again, I've spent many times throughout the last 4 years talking about Olivia Jones and, you know, not just her importance on, you know, the offensive end or defensive end, but it's literally just her charting in so many different categories on, you know, statistical stuff and, you know, just kind of her blue collar mentality. Like, you know, she has brought her hard hat, her lunch pail for 4 years. Just coming in and, again, doing the grimy, you know, dirty work. Mamie's the same way. I've told some of the younger kids, and I've told Mamie this before, that, you know, her legacy is not going to be filled with, you know, being a 1,000-point scorer and things like that. Her legacy is she's an undersized kid who I have asked for years to do really tough things, guarding people who sometimes outweigh her by 40, 50 pounds. They are much taller than her. And again, she's never complained about it once. It's always a, all right, what do we got type of mentality. And again, that's really hard to come by. So, you know, for them to be 3-time conference champions, 2-time sectional champions, Madison County champion, and, you know, to have a 71-31, you know, record, again, I think that's pretty special.
Yeah, of course, conference has changed a little bit since the last time we've really talked about this. Yeah. Lebanon, as well as Guerin Catholic and Bobrov Jesuit, have entered the Hoosier Heritage Conference. Obviously, we won't see them next year, but in the future years, how do you feel about these new acquisitions?
Yeah, you know, I think it's an exciting time. I think, you know, we were a little iffy there when it was just Lebanon. Like, you know, everybody was like, well, is it just going to be at 6 or, you know, what's the future look like? So I think for two really good Catholic programs to get accepted in, again, I think it raises the bar in all of athletics. I think there are teams that we can compete with. You know, I know football, you know, is already playing Guerin. That's a team that we've looked at to the schedule in years past as well. It just hasn't quite worked out yet. So again, you know, those are all teams that I think are going to raise the bar for all Hoosier Heritage Conference athletics.
Well, Coach, certainly an exciting season, single season most wins since the 08-09 year. That was the year I was born, for a little reference. So we really appreciate all you've helped us this year staying here for the interview. So thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Always appreciate my time with you guys.
Thank you for tuning into this Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show interview. Stay tuned for more. 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklanden, 765-221-2082.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here back on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri, joined alongside my co-host, Mr. Trevor Martin, to talk about this past week in Arabian basketball. We already have, so we're focused on the future here. For the girls' basketball scene, of course, their season has ended. So this is the last time you're going to hear about it on this coach's show and the rest for the season until next year. Tough loss to Center Grove in the regional, 50-45. Center Grove moves to 26-0, undefeated, contesting for a state title in the next few weeks, assuming they get able to knock down two games and then play in that title game. But for the Lady Arabians, who we're here to focus on, not a season to hang their heads on. They got a sectional title, an undisputed conference title. Huffer hit her 1,000th point mark. This most single season wins since the 08-09 season. Certainly a season to remember.
It really is, Zion. And that's one that, you know, you look at each, you know, season, you know, you go throughout, and it's always a gauntlet, right? I mean, 26 games, but to win 22 of those, and the losses were, yeah, few and far between, not by that many points either. So really just a successful season. You know, the win streak was great, you know, double digit wins at one point in the season. So again, Coach Rogers, he just knows how to get the best out of those girls. And I think that, you know, he kind of, I know he reflected on too, like this, you know, since he's in his fourth season, these seniors have, you know, been with him the whole time. So I know as you go forward, then, you know, these girls have obviously, he'll have them for the whole 4 years, the girls that come in to the program for sure too. So I know that means a lot to him to have, you know, one, I guess, full class, you know, under his belt for sure, and the girls that have kind of risen through the ranks with him as at the helm for Pendleton Heights. But yeah, this is definitely not a season they need to hang their heads on, because yeah, like we mentioned too, I think the sectional titles have kind of come in three, so maybe, you know, next season could be another one. They've, you know, to get that three-peat and be able to, you know, who knows where the sectional will be. It'd be great if it was back at Pendleton Heights next year, but I think the sites tend to change, you know, year in and year out. But yeah, just the ability to have the support of this Arabians community, the Pendleton community for sure stepping up to the plate, being able to, you know, watch these girls night in and night out, because that's a great product they put on the floor. I know Coach Rogers, just the way they're able to play aggressive defensively, switching a lot of screens and things like that. I think that the brand of basketball that his Lady Ravens team has hung their head on is something that they can keep going. I mean, they've got, you know, obviously we'll talk about them, the Warfel sisters and Ada Hupfer. They'll be the three, you know, main contributing players for next season too, but they're still girls. You know, Grace Lee, I think, will be a senior next year. You know, she's the transfer from Shenandoah. So just a lot of pieces still on this team. I think they can really make a run for next season too, and maybe continue that, you know, maybe to try to get to that 24-25 win mark, you know, eliminate some of those regular season losses that they've had. But again, none of those losses are bad, because, you know, Lawrence Central, they're still playing Brownsburg. I don't know that they still are, but they're still a great team. Obviously Center Grove, you know, for sure still going. So just the losses that they had are respectable. You don't want to say they're bad, but they're really respectable in this sense. And so I think there's a lot to build on for next season.
Yeah, and talking about next year, obviously won't come into effect fully. We'll see the Hoosier Heritage Conference kind of start to fall apart next year. Yeah. And then the additions later come for Garen, Lebanon, as well as Brebeuf, Jesuit. Some exciting pieces, those inner city schools coming to the Hoosier Heritage Conference. Might be a long drive for some, but for Pendleton Heights, they fall in a nice zone there where it makes sense. And these are some tough competent opponents in all sports.
They really are, Zion. I think, you know, only next year with losing Newcastle and Shelbyville will be down to a six-team conference, I think, just for 1 year. And then obviously when, yeah, Lebanon, Brebeuf, and Garen Catholic all get added, we'll be back to the eight. That's what everyone's, you know, used to for football, and obviously basketball, baseball, softball, all the sports we cover. And then, of course, the sports, you know, even cross-country and track, that'll be across the board for all the schools. But you're right. I think it's definitely going to add to that level of competition really across all sports, I believe, because those are, you know, two teams that have, you know, I think it looked like they've added to the state championships. There's a few more now added to the conference when they join, because they've won and a lot of sports for sure too. So I think that raises the level of the HHC. It'll be different, you know, because it's been the same eight teams for, I mean, my whole time here. When I, you know, graduated and went through my 4 years here at Pendleton Heights, it was the same teams that had been, I think, since the 90s. So there's really across the board a lot of conferences are changing, and the HHC is definitely one that's going to be you know, messed up a little bit too with that. But I think it's going to be, again, it's going to be good for sure to see the different competition, and just the level of play, I think, is going to increase across all sports. So it'll be interesting to see how that, you know, starts in a couple of years, how that's going to all unfold. But I really think that it's going to raise, you know, the HHC has always been one of the more competitive conferences in the state of Indiana, and I just think that's going to continue with what we have going forward.
Yeah, last year, going back to the girls' basketball side, four seniors they had that graduated. Obviously, some big pieces like Casey Warfel. This year, only two seniors graduated in Mamie Trout and Olivia Jones. Coach Rogers spoke today about how those still are very big shoes to fill. But certainly, you know, they've got a lot less on their plate dealing with, you know, retooling this offense and how they're going to, you know, scheme up defensively, because you've got Grace Lee, a very tough senior coming back that's going to be starting next year. I would be surprised if she's not. It's people like that I'm excited to see next year and how they grow.
Yeah, me too, Zion. I think, you know, I know we talked about, I think you did an interview a couple weeks ago with Ada Hupfer, and I think it seems like she wants to make that decision to maybe start like her senior year, you know, whether it's in the summer. I know she plays AAU and all that stuff, so she'll have a lot more time to impress the scouts. But even for her too, I feel like she'll have the weight lifted off for a little bit, because she'll know where she's going, I'm sure, whatever D1 school that she wants to go to. So it'll be kind of, I feel like she'll play more pressure free, and, you know, she's of course the best player, I'm sure, you know, returning for Pendleton Heights, but there'll still be a good supporting cast around her. But I think there'll be, hopefully, like you said too, just a lot more pressure off, because they've been there, done that. So throughout the season, even into the sectional, you know, we're talking a whole year from now basically, but I feel like they'll have you know, I'm sure they're going to have a target on their back. People are like, you know, all the teams in our sectional, if it doesn't change, they're going to be like, well, Pendleton Knights has owned this the last 2 years. So they're going to be wanting to come out for blood for sure when it comes to the sectional for next season. But I think that's just motivation for the Lady Arabians team to be like, hey, we've done it 2 years in a row. We've still got, you know, Ada Hupper. Hopefully we should go for 3 sectional titles in 3 seasons. And so having a lot of those returning players back is going to be beneficial because they've been there, done that. They want to, especially for those seniors for next season, they want to end on top just like they had the last couple. So I think that they're ready to go and it'll be a really exciting team to see next season.
Yeah, that'll wrap it up. Talking about girls basketball here, just a shout out to all those that made it possible for us to cover them this year. We really appreciate it. We couldn't do this without you, and certainly not a season to hang their heads on. Back-to-back sectional titles and competing for their second ever three-peat next year. So, like you mentioned, we've got a while till then, but exciting things over there. We'll transition over here to the boys basketball scene. They've got 3 games this week, first one being Newcastle, then Delta, and then Muncie Central. Certainly a busy week, but you know, multiple games at home. I'm excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, me too, Zion. You know, with those first 2 being the conference games, those are the ones you definitely want to get because, like we say, you know, for Newcastle, this will be the last time we'll play them in boys basketball. So that'll be since they're down in 3A, I believe, so wouldn't see them in a sectional or anywhere down the road in the state tournament. So one you want to get, you know, it's at home, of course. The Arabian fans will show out, hopefully, there tomorrow night for this Arabians basketball team. And then obviously Delta coming in. That was a game rescheduled from back in January, but that'll be, you know, it was supposed to be a 2-game week, but now we got 3, but that's kind of how in a sectional it's happening. You know, other than Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, this week it's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, but it'll be, you know, you got to have them all for sure to be able to go 3-0 this week. And those first 2, you really want to, you know, not to forget about Muncie Central on Saturday, but the first 2 definitely ones you want to get, and both at home as well. So I think it's a week that Pendleton Knights will be, you know, set up for success. I think, you know, Newcastle Davis 500 right now. Delta, they've won a couple in a row, though, so they're 11-8, I believe, and then Muncie Central 10-7. So all winnable games this week, but it'll definitely be challenging. I think different styles of play you'll see from all 3 teams that the Arabians will face, and, you know, not a lot of practice time, I guess, lab, you know, today and then Wednesday and I'm sure Friday as well to prepare for the different opponents they play. But it'll be interesting, and I think it's just a really good sectional preparation week. I know Coach Rhodes has talked about when they had those Friday, Saturday games throughout January, it was good to be able to prepare for one team on Friday and then transition to Saturday. But excited to see how the different practices they have this week and the different opponents the Arabians will play. I think it's exciting to see what they'll do for this coming week.
Yeah, very much so. When I talked to him today in our interview, you know, I asked a few questions about prep, and like, this is the time now to fine-tune yourself, yes, smooth over the ruts, so when you get to postseason time, you're ready for a team like Mount Vernon, who's in our sectional. And I mean, yeah, the match is set. Like, they're going to be at Greenfield Central. They're just kind of waiting on an opponent now. They've got about a week and a half or so of regular season left to go, and then it's full swing March time. So, you know, now is the time to fine-tune this. The last few games, they haven't shot the ball well. They didn't do the amazing job at Whiteland, or at home versus Whiteland. So now you get back to what you know. You can shoot the ball well against a 3A school in Newcastle or something like that. Get back to what you know, and then you can be rolling into sectionals.
Yeah, that's a great point, Zion. And I think, too, like you're mentioning the sectionals, I mean, I think the draw, I believe, is this coming Sunday. So they'll know they'll have, I think, only one game against Centerville. So that's kind of good that next week is a more, you know, lighter week for this Arabians team. Then they'll kind of go. But I think the point is you really can't look forward. Once you know on Sunday who your sectional opponent is, you still have to be like, all right, we still have a game against Centerville. It's our senior night. You want to send the seniors out, right? Obviously, you'll be included in that ceremony before the game. But it'll be definitely one that we want to, you know, Pendleton Knights fans want to get that one. It's the final one at home. But yeah, this week, I think if they can go, you know, the last 4 regular season games to continue that streak and have 18 wins, and then who knows what can happen in the sectional, because like you said too, Mount Vernon's gonna be that toughest team, but we're the second best, and so whenever that matchup comes, I'm sure it'll come at some point with Mount Vernon. It'll be one to watch for sure. But I think this week, like you said too, definitely fine-tune some things, continue tweaking things that don't work. But I really think the pressure that Arabians team has, you know, I think they're very well conditioned. I feel like they've, you know, they do a lot of running in practice, so they know how to play a full 32 and be able to get after their opponents. So that's something that I think we'll see this week, even with the different philosophies and strategies these 3 teams have this week. I think the Arabians team is really going to be set up for success with the schedule, the opponents, 2 conference ones to start. It'll be a really exciting week for Arabians.
Well, that'll wrap it up. Alongside Mr. Trevor Martin, I've been Zion Palmieri. Thanks for tuning in. Whether you listened for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole show, we really appreciate it. We'll be back same time next week. You've been listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEF.
Listen in to 91.7 WEEM every Monday afternoon from 5 to 6 p.m. for the ASN Coaches Show.
91.7 WEEM. I'm here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show.
By the WEEM sports staff.
Here with sophomore running back Joel Weaver.
Keep involved and up to date with all Arabian athletics, including the newest and most interesting information about Pendleton Heights athletic success.
Joined here alongside junior quarterback of the Pendleton Heights football team, Brent Gray.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, right here on 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to 91.7 WEEM, Pendleton Heights student-run radio station. We greatly appreciate the support of our listeners, which enables WEEM to provide quality programming for East Central Indiana. If you've ever donated to WEEM, we sincerely thank you. If you haven't yet contributed, please consider donating to WEEM at Pendleton Heights High School, located at 1 Arabian Drive, Pendleton, Indiana, 46064. More information available at 917WEEM.org.
Tune in and type up for 917WEEM.org, the greatest website for the greatest student-run radio station. Whatever you need, we've got it. From sports, to podcasts, to weather, and more. We have everything you're looking for. It's all here on 917WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 917WEEM.